Hello, this is What I Listen To This Week, where four of us come together and talk about different music, and we all bring like our own individual song and talk about the song and music and stuff. Yeah. Yes, the socially awkward person. But what we're going to start off with today is talking about some of our most memorable, whether it be for good or bad reason, just memorable live performances that we witnessed. And I guess we want to start with you and go around the table.
Okay. There used to be in Denver a series of jazz concerts, and it was with, generally speaking, older musicians, guys from, 30s, 40s, 50s, who were older, and some of them had been quite famous in their day, but, they were old. And there was, my girlfriend at the time had season tickets, so we would go to every concert. So in one of the concerts, there was a guy who's a famous jazz saxophonist, and unfortunately, he was really drunk. And he was on stage, and he was in the middle of his solo, and he passed out and fell on his butt.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
So some of his fellow musicians just came and picked him up and sort of slapped him around a little bit, and he woke up and he finished his solo.
Wow. Oh, that's my crazy.
It's professional.
Okay, yeah. Then.
What a pro. Wow. What was the venue?
It was at the Paramount Theater.
Oh, the Paramount. Huh. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Cool.
That's memorable.
Who's next?
We want to go. You
are.
Just
dear.
Go around the table.
I think that one of the most memorable ones was actually the last concert I went to, which was Lord Huron. I don't know how to say it. I say Huron at Red Rocks. I actually didn't really listen to any of their music prior to going to the concert. So then I spent a week just going through all their albums. But the set design was just extremely memorable. They did this desert themed, which is symbolic of what their last album is kind of about. But it was just really cool. It was just really well done. And I was kind of just wanted some of that artwork and light up cactuses in my living room. And it was just really cool. So that was just one of the more memorable ones for me.
I think my most memorable, I don't remember what year it was, but I was in high school, so it was a long time ago. But a friend of mine, his dad got us tickets to see Jamie Cullum at the Paradise in Boston. Do any of you know who that is?
Yeah,
you know that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when he first started out, it was just him, and it was like a jazz trio, right? So it was him and a drummer and a bass player. He plays piano. Now I think he probably plays with a huge band, and it's a whole thing. But at the time, I think maybe his sophomore album had just come out, so he was still pretty early on the scene. So I saw him play at the Paradise, and the Paradise was a relatively small venue in Boston. So it was pretty intimate. It felt sort of like a living room style concert. And I didn't really know too much about him. I knew a few of his songs here and there, but really didn't dive in until my friend was like, oh, my dad got these tickets. We should go to the show and check him out. And I just remember standing there, and as a piano player, watching somebody also playing piano on the stage, I think I was just completely blown away. His energy was unbelievable. Being able to run around a stage and play a song on the piano and then sing and then jump up on the piano and do all these things. It was just, it was quite a show. And it stuck with me. And he was pretty influential to me, I think, through high school because of that. And I think he made me want to perform before, as a young kid, I wasn't really necessarily super interested in that. But after seeing him, I was oh man, maybe I can do this too. And I think it was a big influence in terms of me continuing to play and going to school for music and all that. But yeah, and I remember him playing. He does a Radiohead cover of the Radiohead song High and Dry, which is like probably hands down my favorite song ever. And I remember like getting a little teary when I heard it at the show. But yeah, it's just something that's always stuck with me. It's always been one of the favorite my favorite shows I've ever seen.
Okay. And then for me, probably one of my favorite live performances that I've ever seen was Nate Wants to Battle at Larimer Lounge in 2018. And I absolutely loved it because he like jumped onto stage to the opening to The Lion King. The like that song and like the Circle of Life. And they had like they started playing the song, and it was like the whole lead up, and everyone started cheering. And right as like the main vocals kicked in, he like jumped onto stage with a full arm flourish and everything, just really made an entrance out of it. But also at that same concert, one of my favorite songs of all time is Nightmare by him. That was the very last song he sang at the concert, and it made me oh so happy. Because, like, I have a lot of emotions connected to that song. So it was a really good feeling. So, yeah.
Well, great question. So I think we're going to kick off, get the music going, have to find the playlist. If anyone is listening, you can find the What I Listened To This Week playlist on Spotify. It is public.
You should link it in the description.
Yes, I will. I have to go all the way down to find. Okay. So the first song is Ignite 2016 League of Legends World Championship song by Zed.
Targets tattooed between our eyes. Stand and fight under the lights on the higher stage. A part of your life they can't take away. Just like the blood running through your veins. There's only two options, win or die. Win or die. Win or die. Die, 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 die. It went from a spark to an open flame. Now destiny's calling out your name. So reply, so reply. And ignite. 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 Ignite.
and that was Ignite 2016 World League of Legends. Yeah. Sorry.
So the title of the song is just Ignite, but it was the so every single year for League of Legends, there is a song that is made specifically for the League of Legends World Championships. So in 2016, that was the song.
For the audience and other people, maybe, can you explain what League of Legends is?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So League of Legends is a computer game specifically on PC. I said computer game. I was going to say video game. But it's this video game specifically on the computer where it's kind of top-down, real-time strategy. You have basically a team of five versus a team of five and three lanes kind of going against each other. And the goal is to basically go down one, all three, or a mix of the lanes to get to the other team's nexus and explode it. It's very fantasy, and I love it a lot, despite it also being very toxic sometimes. So it's been a game for a long time and started picking up and is an official esport now and has like a huge following. And the reason why I wanted to pick this song is because League of Legends World, the world's championship for this year, is currently going on. They're not at like the finals. They're doing some of the pre-stuff right now. But for me, that was the first song that I really heard for the world's championships. And if I remember correctly, that was one of the years that I first started actually getting into watching like professional games and started playing more myself, which is why I wanted to bring the song to the table, is just kind of that. But the title Ignite is a reference to one of the summoner spells in game that is called Ignite, and you basically light a person on fire for a little bit. But yeah, that's why I wanted to bring it to the table. And yeah.
I thought it was a pretty fun song. I'm trying to go back through my Rolodex of party songs. it's fun. I felt like the drop could have been better, and I was kind of hoping it would be, and then it was just kind of like, eh. But I enjoyed the lyrics, and it did kind of remind me of, like, I don't know, being in a club in Austria, and like five shots deep, raging, and wanting to party till 2 a.m, or gaming. But yeah, I thought it was a really fun song.
Yeah, I definitely, now that I have context, it makes sense. I thought video games right off the bat. So it definitely tracks with that. I think, yeah, for me, I was kind of waiting for something else to happen in the song. Like, it felt kind of repetitive, but like it was building to something that, kind of like what Sergio was saying, like it was building to something that then didn't really deliver for me anyway. That's kind of how I was feeling it. But I would definitely add this to my dance party playlist, because I, even like while I was going on, I was like kind of like feeling a little dancey. I could definitely also see this also being like a workout, running playlist, any of those like things where you're just like really need to get like amped and motivated. It definitely does that for sure. Would I just like sit and listen to it? Probably not. But like if I was doing, yeah, like something like dancing or working out or running or something, I think it would be perfect sort of in my ears for that. So
I've got the workout playlist songs.
Yeah. I mean, you're killing it with those. Honestly, for me, that's just my taste. You know, people work out differently, but yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's going on my workout playlist. That's mainly all I can say, because it did have that video game. It sounded like a video game.
Yeah.
And that's cool. But yeah, I don't think I'd pick it out, but if it came up on my list, I'd work a little harder.
Yeah. I was definitely like thinking, my husband plays Rocket League. You know, mm-hmm. Rocket League, right?
I love Rocket League.
You know Rocket League?
So much.
Cool. Okay. I don't play this, and I don't really know, like, I understand the concept of it, but I can like hear the song in the other room while he's playing it. Like, and I'm hearing it in the other room and I can like hear it. Cause I feel like sometimes the songs on that are kind of like dancey poppy sometimes. So I could kind of hear it in that that's also where I, what I kind of thought when I heard it too. So
this would be a good Rocket League song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have it on my playlist that I'll listen to when I'm playing League of Legends too. And it's like whenever the song comes on, it's like, oh yeah, we're going hardcore mode now. Gamer mode engaged.
Cool. Well, any other comments, feedback, thoughts? All right. Thanks, Molly. The next song is called The Horror by RJD2.
So that was my spooky Halloween contribution. I really wanted to bring something like kind of scary, spooky themed this week because it's almost Halloween and I love Halloween. Yeah, so that's RJD2. It's off the Dead Ringer album. I don't remember the year, but it was a while ago. Maybe 2003 is a guess. But what's sort of interesting about this song is that, I mean, RJD2 is sort of known for his sampling and the samples he pulls, especially on this album. And the main theme of the song is actually pulled from a sample from Gershon Kinsley's Hey Hey, I think is what it's called, which is from the 60s. And he was a guy who was, and the Moog fan club will, you know, I'm sure attack for this, but like he was an original sort of Moog front runner, you know, early on sort of that's what he was known for. And if you go back, you can listen to some of his stuff and you can listen to the song Hey Hey, which is the main theme sample in this. I was listening to it on YouTube today and it's sort of spooky in its own way, even though it doesn't sample the same samples as this song. It's just that general theme is very spooky. But it's funny, he does a whole bunch. I mean, he's sort of the Moog King, so he did a whole bunch of things. And there's he does a version of Paperback Writer by the Beatles, but it's on Moog, and it's like a Moog version of that, and it's very kind of eerie sounding. It's like an eerie version of Paperback Writer, which is kind of interesting. But anyway, that's a whole other rabbit hole that you can fall down. But I tried to do kind of a deep dive to figure out what samples were in the song. So I don't know if the movie buffs would know. I feel like I've read one place that it's from Frankenstein. Is that right? Yeah. Okay.
It is the old school Frankenstein.
That's what I thought. Okay.
I was going to talk about that.
Yeah. But please do. I read that it was Frankenstein. I also read that there are some Twilight Zone samples in there, which I've watched a fair amount of Twilight Zone, but I couldn't like think of the exact episodes, or I wasn't like ringing a bell. I also read somewhere that it samples the Scooby-Doo theme song. I do not hear that. So if any of you heard that, I would love to know. But I like listened to this so many times today to like try to figure out, I'm like, is it in there? And like, I guess maybe in sort of a deep layer, it's somewhere in there. But yeah, so basically I chose it because this is one of my favorite songs to listen to, like as I'm putting up Halloween decorations. I have it on my Halloween playlist. Yeah, and it's just memories from college too. Like I listened to this album a ton when I was in college, so some nostalgia there too. But yeah,
I guess I'll lead into that as a film buff myself. It was kind of funny because like very quickly into it, it's like my mind was imagining a music video for it, and it was just kind of some of the trippy old school editing of like, but like clips from the Frankenstein movie was what was coming to my head, and just kind of like the kind of trippy, glitchy, like rolling back and forth, like VCR tape kind of editing, except with the Frankenstein movie. And I was hearing some of those like voice clips in the background. I was like, that voice sounds familiar. And then it got to the later part where there was more of the speaking. It's like, that is straight out of the old school black and white Frankenstein that I watched while I was in film school. And so I was just like, there was a part of me that was very happy to hear that and was just very much enjoying the visuals that were coming to my head from that.
I think you did a good job of, I felt like dread. Just like, oh, like someone's walking behind me and was just like teasing me the whole time. And which is, you know, I guess if you're going to murder someone, you can, you know, maybe like very Halloween-y. It kind of reminded me a little bit of last time, Ice Nine Kills, just from the movie component of it, not mm-hmm. obviously not from a genre component. It was a really fun Halloween song of, yeah, if I had many decorations to put up, I'd listen to the song. Or put it outside for people to hear as they're coming up for candy or something.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be so good.
Yes. I'm going to do that this year. Perfect. Okay. Got a plan.
It sounded to me like a movie theme. Mm-hmm. And just leading into it and the extra was also movies, very cinematic. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't get the voices like really clearly, but I love the sound of the music. It was funny too.
Yes, yeah. I think this is the first song on that album. I could be wrong. I can't exactly remember, but if it is, that's sort of like a fun, eerie way to like lead into the album. But I definitely recommend digging into Gershon Kingsley's catalog. It's sort of interesting just to listen to some of that stuff, and especially like after hearing the song too, when you listen to the original, like what it was sampling, it's kind of interesting to sort of go back and listen to it. But
you said a word earlier, it was Boog.
Moog.
Moog. What is that?
They're like a synthesizer, oh, keyboard.
Gotcha.
People who are like into them are like, it's like a whole community. And I think, and RDD2 often plays at like Moog Fest. So it's definitely like a big community around it. But I'm not an expert. I can't really speak to it, honestly. But I mean, you can go down a rabbit hole with it for sure.
Well, any other comments or thoughts?
Happy Halloween, everybody.
I feel Nerd is very happy.
All right. Up next is a song called Melancholia by Buika and Jacob Gurevitz. I don't know how to say it. Jacob G.
Salida, ven, pongamos rumbo a las estrellas. Hey, let's fight for love. Ven, vamos a alejarnos de la ira. Ven, que ya no nos da la vida, baby, let's fight for love. ¿Dónde está el amor? ¿Está el temor? ¿Dónde hay temor? No hay paz. Rompo mis cadenas y me rindo por la libertad. Y a la melancolía.
valor y la felicidad. Rompo mis cadenas y me rindo por la libertad de amar. Yo
So yeah, that was Melancholia by Buica and Jacob G. I first had the, I guess, opportunity of hearing and listening to Buica live in college. And the first time I heard her sing, it made me cry. I just felt so many different emotions with the way she sings, and I didn't think that was possible until I heard her. But this is from her most recent EP just came out. It's just Buica and this guy named Jacob Givorovitz, who's a Danish guitar player. And the way the song was developed was Jacob apparently also saw Buica perform, was moved to tears, and then he composed a song and then reached out to her and they agreed to make the song. There's other variations of it, including like a remix of it, which was kind of weird, and a shorter radio edit, but I thought this one just encompassed just a lot of raw emotion. And I don't know, I just thought it was a beautiful song.
Where's she from?
She's originally from Mallorca. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then moved to Miami, I think, in 2011. Been nominated for a lot of Latin Jazz Grammy Awards and stuff. Some of her past work is incredible. But anyway,
it reminds me of, I mean, the depth. I mean, it's sort of a bolero, sort of a tango. I mean, it has those elements in it, but it reminds me of a guy actually who I heard in Argentina at a little club, and just sort of had that same kind of emotionality. It was, I mean, that was deep. I love that. That was really good.
Yeah, it sounded heartbreaking. Like, as you're listening to it, you're like, this is so good. But at the same time, like, there's so much emotion in it that it's hard. It's intense. It's sort of an intense. I can understand crying the first time. Like, seeing her sing live, I'm sure, yeah. I can see that easily being moved to tears, for sure. Yeah, it felt really emotionally intense. Like, I'm trying to think of like a situation. I loved it. I'm trying to think of a situation where I would listen to it and not, like, I feel like it would be, I need to be in a good headspace, I guess, to listen to it, maybe, to not feel like it's like just pulling me in, right? but maybe that's just me. But wow, it was unbelievably beautiful. I mean, the singing, but also the guitar too. I loved the sort of like the steady riff that, you know, over and over again. And just absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous music.
Yeah, to me, it felt very like bittersweet, I guess, is the feeling that I would put with it. It just felt very bittersweet the entire time, and like, but at the same time, very peaceful. And it was like kind of lulling me like to sleep in a good way. It's just like how it felt of just like putting me at peace, but at the same time having that kind of bittersweet feeling in there too. It was an interesting combination of feelings that I was feeling.
You said you saw her in college. Was it like you saw her and that's where you first heard her? It wasn't like, oh, you had heard of her and then went to the show?
Yeah, I'd never heard of her before. And then it just happened to play at the Modlin Center for the Arts in Richmond. And we ended up getting tickets. And I don't know if she was well known back in, I think it was 2011, 2012. Mm. I think she was just starting to get very popular.
Yeah.
And obviously, she hasn't had much stuff come out recently. But yeah, this was more... I was looking at the lyrics, obviously in Spanish, but it does is more about like an exploration of like loss and beauty between like two individuals and obviously a relationship kind of going way south and not going well. But yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like even if you don't understand all the lyrics or understand them at all, like, you know, whatever your fluency is in Spanish, I feel like you could still get that. Even just from the music, right? Like, I think that's what's so remarkable about it is that even if you don't 100% understand everything that she's saying, you completely, you still understand musically what's going on. Like, through the music, you understand what's going on with the lyrics, which is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, oh, go ahead.
I was just thinking that there are some songs that I can't listen to by Billie Holiday. Because they're just so emotional that it just chokes you up. I mean, I get in the middle of the song and I'm done. Mm-hmm. And this had that same sort of depth, and it was I'm gonna put her on my list for sure.
Yeah, I made the mistake. Well, not mistake of putting out my liked songs like on Spotify. So as I'm driving, this will pop up, and I'm like sobbing and driving. Like, ah!
Yeah.
So maybe I need to move it to a different playlist, but.
I have like a sad times playlist that I would put. So maybe this isn't a good thing. Maybe I should do opposite. Maybe like when you're sad, you should listen to upbeat music. But yeah, I can see that driving and then woof, flood of emotion.
Well, the next and last song for the evening is a song called Low by the Cleverleys.
This is a song. I'm sorry. You know, I just started talking because I thought about the story that went along with this song. But why don't we hear the song and then I'll tell you the story.
Cool.
Let me talk to him. Let me talk to him. Let me talk to him. Shorty got them apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. The whole club was looking at her. She hit the floor. Next thing you know, shorty got low, 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 low. Got them baggy sweatpants and the Reebok with the straps. She turned around and gave that big booty a slap. She hit the floor. Next thing you know, shorty got low, 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 low. She got them little feet, little arms. She roll up at the powder, shout it straight up off the phone. I make a move, she feels the groove, shout it 3 feet tall. She roll up in a Barbie car, strutting around the club, rocking boxer straps, flossing on the floor like a heart attack. If you like little people, son, I got your back. She's a low riding mama burning up the track. She was flossing, my baby's awesome. She come correct, she ain't about no midget house. Shorty got them apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. The whole club was looking at her. She hit the floor. Next thing you know, shorty got low, 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 low. Got them baggy sweatpants and the Reebok with the straps. She turned around and gave that big booty a slap. She ain't phony, she ride a pony.
Gotta get a stepladder juice to fry bologna. Shorty stack, taking me back to cleverly wearing a half gown hat, half a rag. Baby got back, digger please, Mac attack. We rock in front to back. I need my midnight snack, tic tac, tallywhack. Shorty, take me home. Shorty got them apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. The whole club was looking at her. Shorty got them apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur. The whole club was looking at her. She hit the floor. Next thing you know, Shorty got low, 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 low. Got them baggy sweatpants and the Reebok with the straps. She turned around and gave the big booty a slap. She hit the floor. Next thing you know, Shorty got low, low.
Awesome. I feel like we all needed that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I loved your song, Sergio, but I feel like it was like it took the mood down a little bit and then just came home with some comedic relief.
I feel like this deserves a standing ovation.
Yeah, this is really good. It's so good. I can't wait to send this to literally everybody I know.
Yep. So about 12 years ago, I'd gotten a divorce. I'd had a serious girlfriend, and I had this break, and I met this woman who I'll call Rita because I don't remember her real name. And she was kind of difficult. She was like juggling knives, but she had a real gift in that she knew the worst bars in Denver. And we would go to some places where it was really scary, and I told you I do a movie nerd moment. But the bars that she took me to were like a cross between Roadhouse and From Dusk Till Dawn. Mm-hmm. So scary people would fill with scary human beings.
Oh, God.
You know, just really hard bars. But they'd always have a jukebox, and there were always two songs that they would, sometime during the evening, they would play. And one would be Low by Flo Rida, and the other one would be Yeah by Usher. So I said, you know, and I was just thinking about it. And I said, well, let me see if I can find another version of Yeah. And I couldn't find one that was good. And then I said, well, let me see if I can find another version of Low. And I found the Cleverleys. And I'm in love with the Cleverleys. They do, I mean, their version of Single Ladies by Beyonce is spectacular. And they do just sort of, they're not a parody act. I mean, they're good musicians. You can hear their musicianship in mm-hmm. how they play, but they just do these sort of off-the-wall songs that you wouldn't think of a bluegrass band to do, and I love them. They're just hilarious to me. They always make me smile.
I was trying not to burst out laughing the entire time.
Yeah, I feel like I hear these bluegrass covers occasionally, and I feel like most of the time when I hear them, I'm just like, are we still doing this? But this one was unbelievable. It was so good. I don't think I know the Cleverleys. I mean, I think I've heard it. I've just heard other bluegrass like cover bands or whatever. I don't know what you would call them that. I don't know what you would call them. But what you were saying about the musicianship, you can absolutely hear it. And then so it's sort of part, yeah, it's funny. And it's like puts a smile on your face. Absolutely. Which sometimes that's exactly what you need. Right. But yeah, especially like that break in between like before the last chorus, before they mm-hmm. wrap it up. I mean, you can hear that absolutely. And it's sort of like, oh yeah, like these guys are pretty serious. Like, yeah, they're just, you know, doing kind of a song that you wouldn't expect. And you kind of laugh at first, but then you listen to it and you're like, oh, this is actually like, it's really good. but yeah, I absolutely loved it. My husband is super into those bluegrass cover bands, so I'm totally playing this for him. He's going to absolutely love it. He was always really into the like cake covers, the bluegrass cake covers. But this is so good, and I definitely want to listen to that Single Ladies version. Oh, yeah. That sounds so good. So excited about this. But yeah, it's like good bluegrass music, but then also, yeah, it brings a smile into your face, makes you kind of laugh, and sometimes you just need that. I think that's great.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't put two and two together about the title of the song until it started going, and I was like, "Oh shit!"
Did I?
But yeah, it was. Yeah, it just sounded really well. It was so good. Yeah, put a smile on my face. Maybe we kind of want to go country square dancing with the song, or just picturing what that would look like. I think that'd be really funny to me.
Yeah, there are a bunch of songs on YouTube, so you can watch mm-hmm. them. But they're a traditional bluegrass band, pretty wow. much.
Yeah.
But they wow. do different songs.
Sure.
You know, they do party rock. Their version of party rock is also really good.
How many covers of this song did you listen to before finding this one?
Like three. Oh. I mean, there's some songs. I was going to do another one, and I'm going to save it, so I'm not going to tell you what it is. But I listened to 18 covers of it.
Wow.
And most of them sucked.
Yeah.
Across different genres, or were you particularly looking for like a bluegrass cover of?
No, I was just listening for different renditions of songs. And most of them were terrible for this other song. But for this one, this is like the third one. And it was like, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was laughing too because I'm like, these are lyrics that maybe shouldn't be as articulated as they are. Like, yeah. Oh. Yeah. I feel like in the original version, it's like maybe you're not listening super close to everything that they're saying. But in this version, it's like they're articulating everything. And it's like, oh, maybe these aren't the best lyrics.
Well, their typical audience, I think, is bluegrass people. And they're just sort of going in to give them kind of a tweak, you know, just yeah. kind of shock them a little bit.
Yeah. Like mid-set, like, you guys didn't expect this. Yeah. Yeah. Here it is. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. I had never paid really close attention to the lyrics of that song. Like, whenever it played at, like, high school prom or whatever, I'd just like, oh, yeah, dance song, woo, dancing with friends, whatever. But I had never really heard or thought to look up the lyrics, and I was hearing some of this stuff go on. It's like, that can't be the actual lyrics, can
it's
it?
It's not the actual lyrics. It's their version.
Their version of it, okay. Of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should commission them to do a version of Yeah, though.
Yeah.
Because that absolutely needs to be done, and now I, like, desperately want to hear it, so let's start a letter writing campaign. Email writing campaign.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to send an email every single day until you agree to my request. Be prepared for spam.
Yeah.
Well, any other comments or thoughts about that song or any other song we listened to this week?
I really love that Bohica song.
Yeah.
It's so good. I'm going to put her on my list for
sure. Yeah, now. For sure.
We should check out. She has I think it's an album called Mi Niña Lola. I think that song also, I mean, will put you to tears. Anyway, yeah, definitely check it out. It was a good contrast. This song, your song, was a good contrast to my song.
That was a good order. Kind of, yeah, I liked that.
That was a great one to end on.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was perfect.
It was a great contrast. Yeah, for sure.
Well, thanks everyone for tuning in and listening or watching. Please join us next time. If you have a song request that you'd like us to hear, put it in the comments below. And see you all next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Toodles.